Shannon Kelly is standing on a median at the intersection of Egan Highway and Mendenhall Loop Road, facing a line of heavy traffic. She holds a poster board sign above her head. It reads, "Budget deficit? Con job." At a red light, a few passing drivers signal their support.
I love the honks.
Kelly's son is a junior at Thunder Mountain High School, just up the road from here. But next year, he'll have to move downtown. Because in February, the Juneau School Board voted for a plan that will move high schoolers to Juneau Douglas Yada at Kle, and all middle schoolers to Thunder Mountain's building. It's an effort to address the district's financial woes. Kelly and other Thunder Mountain parents feel the new arrangement is bad for students. And they feel the board failed to understand this year's budget and the $7.9 million deficit that came with it. So they're here, petitioning on a Sunday afternoon in an effort to recall school board president Dee Dee Sorensen and vice president Emil Mackey.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous what they've done to our kids. You know, I feel like these kids who are juniors, you know, they already lost their eighth grade year to COVID, and now they're losing their senior year because these people make decisions without community input, and it's garbage.
Kelly said her son envisioned having his senior year at Thunder Mountain. Now, rather than switch schools, he plans to finish his graduation requirements with summer courses or homeschool. Melissa Loggy is also a Thunder Mountain parent with two teenage daughters. But she says the recall effort is not meant to pit the two campuses against each other.
I am not just for TM, I'm for two high schools.
The petitioners would prefer to blend middle schoolers and high schoolers for a 7 through 12 model at both campuses. But the school board already considered that idea and voted against it back in March. According to Vice President Mackey, a 7 through 12 arrangement would do little to close the budget gap.
Because it costs more money. It costs a lot more money, and it doesn't really fit the facilities.
He added that it would cause overcrowding at Thunder Mountain and more staff layoffs across the district. Sorensen, the school board president, knows the consolidation plan has been difficult for students and parents.
I understand that the displacement has caused a great deal of angst for a segment of the community, but I feel that we made the best decision for the greatest number of students.
And Sorensen and Mackey agree that the district's budget challenges go far beyond this year's deficit. Districts around the state have been running low on funds for years. State money for schools has lagged behind the rate of inflation, and now districts have to go without the federal money that floated them through the pandemic. Meanwhile, Mackey says the number of students in Juneau is declining.
This needs to be done. Ever since I've been elected to the board in 2015, this problem has been kicked down the road.
He said he's found plenty of people who support the board's decision. But at a table in front of Safeway in the Mendenhall Valley, petitioner Jenny Thomas finds plenty of people who don't.
Would you guys be interested in signing our petition?
Yes.
All right.
100%. If I could sign it 100 times, I would.
Ashley Anderson reaches for a pen as Thomas slides two booklets towards her.
This is for Emil Mackey, and this is for Dee Dee Sorensen.
Anderson's children are younger. Her daughter attends Riverbend Elementary, which will stay open under the current plan, but her son attends Floyd Dryden, which will close. All of the middle schoolers will end up in the same building. Anderson says she worries about bullying or more competitive sports tryouts at the bigger school, but she also worries about what will happen when her son moves on to high school.
For him to go all the way down to Douglas, or Juneau Douglas, scares me because we live all the way out in the valley, and it's not feasible for our family.
The petitioners need to gather just over 2,300 signatures to get the recall on the ballot. They've been at it for 3 weeks, and by Thomas's latest estimate, they have just under 1,000. If the recall succeeds, 5 of the 7 school board seats will be vacant this fall. None of the petitioners are eager to fill those spots. Sorensen had already planned to retire at the end of her regular term next year, but Mackey said he'd run again. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.